A warm welcome back to the Big Small Business Show. And it's now time for our Entrepreneurial Academy. And I want to take our interview with Khumotso as impetus for today's lesson. And you heard that I was talking to Khumotso about specialization, but I thought maybe I should actually illustrate how you do that. So I actually would go a step further and talk about the fact that if you're starting a business, we've heard on the show many, many times to focus, but go one step further and focus into a specialization to start off with. I've seen many, many successful businesses that I've worked with over the years that have started off at specialization point, become far more successful, far quicker than those that are more generalists. So what do you do? So if you are getting into a particular market thoroughly, and I underline thoroughly research that market, thoroughly research that market. And what I mean by that is speak to the clients, speak to your potential competitors, speak to people in the ecosystem, and try and understand what is the biggest pain point in that ecosystem. What is the biggest pain point in that industry? Where there is pain, there is opportunity. So you're looking for the pain in the industry where you're hearing things like, oh, we don't get things on time, or, you know, no one can do this specific thing, or we need this, but we just can't find it. That is the words of pain that you're looking for. And then drill down even further and find the hardest thing to do in that particular industry. What is the hardest thing to do in that industry? The harder it is, the more specialization it requires, and the more money you can make, and the more opportunity there is to become successful because there's far less competitors. But of course, you have to understand why there aren't competitors and of course overcome that up front. But if you start doing that all before you get into the industry, you've got a running start into that industry. And then you focus there and you build your business from the specialization. Well, that's it for today's show. Do remember, if you think it, write it down and make it a reality.
So, you know, two transformative moments in my life would probably have been when I was around 22, 23, and my youngest brother passed away. And it taught me the lesson of there might be no tomorrow, and you got to use every moment to its full potential and yourself to your full potential, because, you know, you never know if you ever got there. And even that was amplified during the COVID time, because getting COVID, you never thought where that road would go, you know, if you had it in the early days of it. And even then you ask yourself, have you done enough if this is the time to go? You know, so that was a very transformative time. The other one was when I did get retrenched. And I've, in a long time in my adult life, is probably the most vulnerable I've ever felt. At risk, exposed, no backup plan. And one of the reasons that really pushed me and really gave me the impetus to become an entrepreneur, to solve other people's problems so that I can solve my own. So using every moment to its full capacity, using yourself to your full potential, you know, being an entrepreneur means doing what's necessary. It's not even about motivation, but getting up and just getting the job done. Use every moment that you can to grow, to lead your family, to be obligated to be the best of yourself, because you never know when your last day will be and you know, when you will reach that full potential.
The Big Small Business Show was brought to you by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show was proudly brought to you by Saika. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.